The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
But look here, Bill, you know Bradley's getting into town tonight.
Yes, you knew that. No.
Hi, dear. May I come in?
Oh, yeah, sure. No, Bill. No to you and yes to my wife. We just walked into the office. Yeah. Well, look, if I know Bradley, he'll schedule a conference bright and early in the morning. So you'll have those reports ready. Yeah. Okay, Bill.
Are you busy, dear?
Oh, boy, busy is hardly the word. Bradley from the head office is arriving tonight. I got a dozen things to whip in this shape. I'm going crazy.
I don't like to bother you, dear, but there are a couple of things.
Look, can't they wait until tonight, honey? You know, when I get home.
Well, I don't know whether they can or not, because I don't know how important they
are. Well, look, I've got to look over these papers. You go ahead and talk. I'll be listening.
Well, I wish you'd drive out to the new house a little more often. It doesn't seem to me that things are going right.
I will, darling. When it begins to show some progress, nothing to see now but a big hole in the ground. Now, where is the letter from the McGregor Company?
Well, I was just out there, and Mr. Right, Dibble dear. Said to me, you know how peculiar he is anyway. I really don't understand that man at all.
Here it is. What'd you say, darling? Dibble? Yeah, I know. Well, don't worry about him, honey. I guess he knows what he's doing.
Well, I wish I knew what he was doing. Here he is, a general contractor on the house. I don't know what he's talking about at all. For example, they've apparently finished the blasting, and there's this big pile of rock.
Now, where is my presentation sheet?
And I said to Mr. Dibble, what are you going to do with that big pile of rocks and dirt? And he said, well, don't know. Guess it's kind of up to you. You know how it talks.
Would stop straightening up my desk. I can never find anything after she gets in
here. And I said, what do you mean it's up to us? And he said, nothing in my contract says I got to haul it away after a blast. What do you mean by that? I said. And he said, guess it's up to you to hire a truck to haul it away.
Woman.
Well, I didn't say any more because I didn't understand it at all. But then he hands me this bill, a requisition, he calls it, for $2,450 for blasting. Well, I said, if you charge that much for blasting, it seems to me you can at least haul the rock away.
What did you say? $2,000 for blasting? What's all this about not hauling rock away? What?
I was just telling you, dear.
What'd you say?
Now, as I say, I didn't know whether it's important or not about his not hauling the rocks away.
Not important.
Well, you said you were busy. If it isn't in his contract.
Miss Winters, call Mr. Rogers, the architect, and tell him to get over here right away.
More about the couple next door in just a moment. Amos and Andy, Robert Q. Lewis and his gang will all be coming your way today on most of these same stations. Now, you don't have to make any special plans to enjoy their good company. Just go right ahead with whatever you're doing when they drop by on CBS Radio. If you're getting ready for a heavy date, that won't stop Amos and Andy for a minute. They'll tell their jokes and play their songs and keep you company all the while. So get a head start on your evening fun listening to our Amos and Andy music hall. And if Robert Q. Lewis and his gang turn up when you're having dinner, well, don't fuss about an extra setting. Keep a radio handy instead. And add their sparkling comedy and music to your menu as a second dessert. Here at CBS Radio, nobody stands on ceremony. Home for a pipe and slippers evening or out for a drive, you'll find the songs and down-to-earth humor a joy to hear. So listen for Amos and Andy and Robert Q. Lewis on CBS Radio. They make the best of evenings better.
Well, now, there's no point in getting all excited until we look all the facts in the face.
Listen, I got a $2,450 bill for blasting staring me in the face.
Well, I hate to say this, but I did warn you that this property you bought had, to put it mildly, a lot of rock on it.
Yeah, I know all that, but even so, I certainly think that $2,450 is way out of line for blasting anything. He said you could move the Rocky Mountains over to the East Coast for that.
The truth is, the bill was even higher, and Mr. Dibble did get something shaved off it.
What do you mean?
Well, Mr. Tuna was the subcontractor for the blasting, and he wanted an even $3,000. No, I'm afraid I've got to side with Mr. Dibble on this. After all, I recommended him, and I've always found, if anything, he will save money when he can for you.
But a bill for $2,450 is hardly what I call saving money for.
Now, we really can't blame Mr. Rogers, dear. He did warn us that there would be a lot of blasting necessary. What I was sort of concerned with is the big pile of rocks and dirt that's left over, Mr.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Quite a sizable little mountain in itself, isn't it? Well, you can see how much blasting was done.
Well, yes, but that's not the point. I said to Mr. Dibble, what about that? And he said it was up to us. We'd have to get a truck to haul it away or something like that. Something about it not being in his contract.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Is that so?
Is that so? Don't you know about it?
Well, I've seen the pile of rocks, if that's what you mean.
No. Don't you know about the contract?
Well, of course, I don't have the contract here in front of me.
Well, you think you hired this Dibble? We hired him on your recommendation. You brought him out to sign the contract.
Oh, yes, but if you recall, you didn't sign the contract. You wanted your lawyer to look them over first.
That's right, dear. You did. You wanted Jack to look at them.
Well, yeah, that's right, but, well, what's wrong with that?
Well, nothing, really. But as Mr. Lundell, your attorney, said himself, he wasn't completely familiar with building contracts.
Yeah, Jack is more of a corporation lawyer, dear.
And, of course, I'm not a lawyer myself, so I can't always be sure about the finer points of a contract. But I believe I did suggest that we have an attorney who specializes in building contracts look it over.
Yes, you did, Mr. Rogers. Yes, he did suggest that, dear.
Look, whose side are you? Well, look, I don't remember.
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did. And you said no. You'd rather have Jack because you didn't want to pay an extra legal fee or something like that to some lawyer you didn't know. You see, Jack's sort of a friend of ours, Mr. Rogers.
Oh,
he
yes.
Sort of does little things like this for nothing.
Oh, yes. Well, it's always good to get something for nothing, but sometimes, in the long run...
All right. I'll pay the bill.
Well, you understand, that's just the bill for blasting. Now, for hauling the rocks away, there will be additional charges.
Yes. All right, boy. I'm sorry to say this, but I don't think I've ever been connected with a project I look interest in so fast. At this moment, I would give that property to anybody that would take it off my hands.
Oh, honey, how can you talk like that?
Yeah, I don't care.
You're going to make Mr. Rogers feel terrible. He's worked so hard to plan a nice house for us.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. Everybody who builds a house goes through this. And then when it's done...
I bet they're always happy they did it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I suppose. But you get a little panicky,
Because it's something you've never done before. Now, if you'd built a house before, you'd know that these little things come up. There's nothing to worry about.
I don't consider a bill for $2,450 a little thing, Mr. Rogers.
We settled all that money.
Yeah.
For it.
I gotta settle it. Boy, I love that feminine attitude. You know, it may be an old saying, but by golly, I think women do believe that money grows on trees. I really believe
I worry about money, dear. I'm not that indifferent to cost.
No, dear, no. You worried about the cost only up to the day they turned over the first spadeful of dirt. And I think you said to yourself, well, we can't go back now. It started, so let's not worry about it. Yeah?
Well, maybe so, but worry never gets you anywhere, does it, Mr. Rogers?
No, indeed.
Sure. So, darling, no matter what comes up now, let's not worry. Let's enjoy building our new house. Huh? Come on.
Okay. Oh, God, excuse me. Hello. Yes. Yes, he is. Just a minute. It's for you, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, I told my secretary not to bother me here unless it was important. I'm sorry.
No, let that go. Go right ahead.
Hello?
Well, yes. I think I'll be running along home,
what?
Dear. You're busy, you know.
Boy, I sure am.
Yeah?
You really are happy that we're building a house, aren't you, dear?
Yes, sure, darling.
You promise not to worry anymore.
I promise.
But what did Mr. Dibble say they were?
Huh?
What did it say on the outside of the crate? No, nothing should have been delivered yet.
Why? What was delivered?
Yes, all right, Miss Brown, I'll go right out there.
Huh?
Well, these things happen, I guess.
What things happen?
Something has been delivered in four large crates. Well, now, I don't expect it's anything to worry about.
I'll drive out there with you, Mr. Rogers.
And so will I.
Now, darling, I thought you were busy. I'm sure Mr. Rogers and I can handle this. What in the world do you think it might be, Mr. Rogers?
Well, I don't know, but it sounds like the bathroom fixtures.
Bathroom fixtures?
Now, dear,
we weren't
going to worry.
How could bathroom fixtures possibly be delivered when there's nothing there but a hole in the ground?
Well, I don't know. But that's the excitement of building a house.
Come on, let's go.
Yep. That's what it is, all right. Backroom fixer.
But I don't understand it, Mr. Dibble. How could they possibly have been delivered already? Baths, tubs, and sinks?
Well, I don't know.
Well, who does know? Who does know? Mr. Rogers?
No, I don't know either. One of those things.
Well, the secret is all very well to say it's one of those things, but somebody must be responsible.
Well, as Mr. Rogers said, these things happen. I suppose the order went in.
Well, who sent the order in?
I don't know.
Well, what's going to be done about it?
Well, I don't know. Have to be stored someplace, I guess. Got to get a truck and have them picked up and stored.
Well, who's going to pay for that?
Honey, isn't that your secretary getting out of a car over there?
No, dear. She's down. What? What? For Pete's sake, what's she? Miss Winters.
Hello, the bank call.
What?
What did she say?
Sounds like she said the bank call. Must be something important to have her get a ride way out here. Miss Winters?
Oh, I didn't know what to do, but I thought you ought to know at once.
What?
The bank called about the mortgage on this new house, so I had Mr. Griffin giving you a write-up.
Yes.
Well, I don't know exactly what it means, but it sounded important.
We'll get to it, will you?
They said now, let me see, I wrote it down, their exact words. They said in making the title on search of the property, there's a flaw in the title.
Flaw in the title? There's a flaw in the title?
Those were their exact words.
Well, as I said, these things happen.
Dear. Darling, now go to sleep and don't worry.
Oh. I wonder how many millions of times.
Well, it doesn't do any good to worry.
I know that, but it doesn't make me stop worrying. I realize that we won't get our mortgage at the bank until they clear the title to the property.
Bank? I mean, what do you suppose the
I don't know what the floor is. You heard Miss Winters. I'll call the bank tomorrow. Oh, boy, here we are, getting deeper into debt every time that bulldozer takes a bite. Building a house on property we're not even sure is ours.
Well, not going to worry about
it. Darn bathroom fixtures. How could they possibly have been ordered now, yet nobody seems to know anything about it? I mean, who's responsible for things like this?
Well, I don't know, dear. Look, as Mr. Rogers said, sometimes things happen when you're building a house. You just explain.
Yeah.
Now, come on, lie down. Get some sleep.
I'll
have to be at the office early, you said, in the morning. Now, stop worrying. I have a feeling everything's going to turn out just fine.
Yes, probably will, too. Oh, golly, you women are wonderful.
Now, go to sleep, dear, and don't worry.
Yeah.
Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch with John Gibson, John Shelley, and Belle Flower. Couple Next Door is produced by Walter Hart. We invite you to listen again tomorrow.